I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. As many as 30% of the most common cancer cases are linked to poor dietary habits and lack of exercise. To talk about the latest research related to nutrition and cancer prevention is Michael Stafford, an oncology dietitian at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Michael, what does the latest research tell us regarding nutrition and cancer prevention? Any other details?
Diet and nutrition do play a big role in cancer prevention. Approximately one-third of the most common cancers can be prevented if we are able to maintain a healthy weight, participate in regular physical activity, and eat a healthy diet.
And what are some of those types of cancers that are particularly preventable if we do these lifestyle changes?
So when it comes to nutrition, yes, there are some cancers that if we are able to eat a healthier diet, it can help prevent certain types of cancers. That would be including healthier diets for breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancers. And there's even some links with some pancreatic cancers, lung cancers, and things of that nature. So more of the more common cancers, not the more rare cancers, tend to be more related to weight and maintaining a healthy diet.
And are there some foods that are important in cancer prevention?
Yeah, the foods that tend to be the most healthy for someone to eat tends to be more of a plant-based diet. So we try to emphasize more plants or whole foods in our diet to help with cancer prevention.
Fruits and vegetables, whole grains.
So fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans and peas, nuts and seeds, those types of plant-type foods tend to be very protective for our system and for our cells. Versus there are some other unhealthier foods that we try to limit. And if you can increase those healthier foods in your diet, like those fruits and vegetables and whole grains that we just talked about, you tend to limit some of the more unhealthy foods in your diet.
What are some of those unhealthy ones that really we need to keep a lid on?
So some of the foods that you want to limit or avoid would be more of the, say, the processed meats. So the bacon, sausage, bologna, hot dogs, pastrami, salami, pepperoni, a lot of those mixed meats that have a lot of added fats and extra preservatives and those types of things, as well as red meats. Red meats are something that you typically want to limit, not necessarily have to avoid, but I typically recommend my patients staying less than 12 ounces of red meat per week. And that includes beef, pork, and lamb.
Michael, what about sugar? Is it important to restrict the amount of sugar in our diet?
You typically want to avoid the concentrated sweets, so a lot of added sugars and that type of thing. It's good to limit those. I typically recommend staying less than 30 grams of sugar per day is a good rule of thumb, just for overall health.
Michael, all of this healthy eating is easier said than done, and I'm wondering what tips you can share to really make this a lifestyle choice that lasts.
So it is good to make small changes at a time, not to make huge, large changes all at once. If you can make these small changes just a little bit at a time, it's easier to introduce these into your daily habits and your daily routines, and they can become more part of your lifestyle.
Michael, thank you for providing this update about nutrition and cancer prevention.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.